This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils flexible monetary policy for upcoming fiscal year. Adopts policy to make investigations and prosecution effective to remove Nepal from Financial Action Task Force grey list. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls for swift implementation of development projects. Jeep accident in Baitadi kills two people, leaving six others injured. And Palestinian officials say ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas near collapse. Now the news in detail. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has issued the monetary policy for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-2026. Unveiling the monetary policy yesterday, the governor of the central bank, Dr. Biswanath Fodel, stated that a flexible policy has been adopted cautiously. The monetary policy mentions approving and implementing the second financial sector strategy. The bank rate, which serves as the upper limit of the interest rate corridor, has been set at 6% and the policy rate at 4.5%. Previously, the bank rate was 6.5% and the policy rate was 5%. Similarly, Nepal Rashtra Bank has adopted a policy to effectively monitor, investigate and take action against suspicious transactions in order to remove Nepal from the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, regarding the money laundering issue. The monetary policy states that effective coordination will be ensured among the concerned bodies to complete the task as per the action plan to free Nepal from the FATF's grey list. The monetary policy mentions that priority actions and improvement suggestions related to the regulatory bodies outlined in Nepal's third phase mutual evaluation report published by the Asia-Pacific Group will be implemented with priority. The monetary policy has set a target to increase the private sector loan disbursement by 12% in the upcoming fiscal year. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has instructed authorities to end the trend of delayed development projects that exceed estimated costs and create difficulties for the public. In the 54th meeting of the National Development Problem Resolution Committee held at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Simhadarbhar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli called for increased accountability and effective monitoring to improve implementation and reduce public inconvenience. The Prime Minister also called for identifying the problems that have prevented the work from gaining momentum as planned. The meeting, attended by Deputy Prime Ministers, Ministers, Chief Ministers of Provinces, Chief Secretaries and Secretaries, discussed the causes and solutions to development projects related to various ministries. Two people died and six others were injured in a jeep accident that occurred early this morning in Baitadi district. The jeep en route to Ganna in Darchula from Dhangadi skidded off the road and fell about 100 meters at Patan 6, according to the district police office. Police Inspector Balaram Pandey confirmed the deaths of 24-year-old driver Santosh Bahadur Rana and passenger Kiran Bohra of Dila Saini Rural Municipality 1. The injured are receiving treatment at local hospitals. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is in his home district Japa today for a two-day visit to attend various official and party programs in Japa and Ilam. Prime Minister has inaugurated the Bhagiratha Devpare Buddha Santi Hospital in Buddha Santi Rural Municipality. He will distribute land ownership certificates to landless Dalits, squatters and unorganized settlers in Konkai Municipality of Japa and Mai Municipality of Ilam. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to inaugurate the modern Dagi Tarabari Depot road section in Damok and address a party gathering in Birtamod before returning to Kathmandu. The Trading Agencies Association of Nepal, TAN, has urged the government to take immediate diplomatic steps with China to facilitate the Kailash Mansarovar pilgrimage following the collapse of the Mitteri Bridge at Rashtragiri. Pilgrims traveling to the sacred site in Tibet Autonomous Region of China facing difficulties after flash floods in the Lindi River swept away the Nepal-China border bridge last Tuesday. Issuing a statement, TAN General Secretary Sonam Gyaljen Sherpa highlighted the hardships faced by travelers bound for Tibet via Rashtragiri. TAN also called for alternative access through checkpoints like Tatupani, Kurala and Hilsar. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has congratulated Nepali women's football team for their 6-1 win over Bhutan and the SAF Under-20 Women's Championship. In a message shared on social media, Prime Minister Oli praised the team for the convincing victory and extended hearty congratulations to the team. The championship began in Bangladesh on Friday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Negotiations in Qatar over a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal are reportedly close to collapse, according to Palestinian officials involved in the process. A senior official told the BBC that Israel deliberately stalled progress by sending a delegation to Doha, lacking authority to make key decisions, including on troop withdrawal and aid delivery. This came during Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington, which officials say was used to buy time. Before leaving the U.S. on Thursday, Netanyahu expressed hope for a deal in a few days, saying it could see Hamas release half of the 20 living hostages and just over half of the 30 deceased during a proposed 60-day truce. Since last Sunday, 8 rounds of Interreg talks have been taken place in Doha, mediated by Qatar's Prime Minister, senior Egyptian officials and U.S. envoy Brett McGurk. Dozens of messages have been exchanged between delegations. However, officials say deep divisions remain, particularly over humanitarian aid delivery and Israeli military withdrawal. Hamas demands UN agencies handle aid distribution, while Israel insists on using the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, a mechanism backed by the US and Israel. A preliminary investigation into last month's Air India crash suggests both fuel control switches were found in the cot of fuzison, a move that typically shuts down the engines just before the aircraft went down. According to a cockpit voice recording, one pilot is heard asking the other why the cot off was initiated. The second pilot reportedly denies doing so, indicating possible confusion in the cockpit. The BBC cited an Air India spokesperson as saying the airline is fully cooperating with the investigation. Boeing, the aircraft manufacturer, expressed condolences to the victims' families. The crash claimed at least 260 lives. Only one passenger survived. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Bagmati, Gundaki and Sudurpasim provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of very heavy rainfall. Heavy rainfall rather at one or two places of Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini, Kurnali and Sudurpasim provinces. Moderate snowfall is likely to occur at a few places in the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Rashtra Bank unveils flexible monetary policy for upcoming fiscal year, adopts policy to make investigations and prosecutions effective to remove Nepal from Financial Action Task Force grey list. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for swift implementation of development projects. Jeep accident in Baitari kills 2 people, leaving 6 others injured. And Palestinian officials say ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas near collapse. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Reed and Paul for this hour. Please also visit our website www.reedandpaulonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.